I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. God's timing is remarkable. Just days before the Nepal earthquake took place, Audio Scripture Ministries had a very successful Bible distribution. J.P. Sundara Rajan is ASM's India Asia Director. He says they went from dozens to hundreds of audio Bibles being hand-carried into three areas of the country. ASM believes God's Word is imperative in trying times, and that's why their audio Bibles are so important for survivors.
As people huddle around trying to find answers, trying to find spiritual comfort, we're aware that our audio Bibles will be powerfully used in those situations.
It's a rough world out there for kids, and yet God is at work. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International says they set aside some time for a global day of thanksgiving and prayer. As Kids Alive workers meet the physical needs of vulnerable children and share the hope of Christ, young lives are forever changed.
It is God alone who transforms lives. Kids that have been exposed to witchcraft and kids who come from the streets and exposed to all kinds of terrors, they come into our programs and we've really seen their lives turned around.
And would you hug someone with leprosy? Well, just as Jesus showed his love, Christians in India are usually the only ones willing to reach out and love people like this. AMG International has a leprosy ministry that conducts church meetings, distributes Bibles, and goes house to house to share the gospel. They're also providing for physical needs by giving food and medicine. They could use your help to provide for hundreds of people who are still suffering with leprosy. You'll find details at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.